Hi there, I'm Pam Dunn, and for the next 10 minutes or so, join me as I talk about practical ways to access your inner wisdom. Since being wise means you will act and behave based upon your knowledge, what you know, it also means that when we know better, we can do better. We have the opportunity to learn from everyone and everything every single day. I'm going to share with you the wisdom I've gained over my many years through what I've learned. And my hope is that you will learn something too, to access your inner wisdom even more. So here we go. Hi, everyone. Welcome to 10 Minutes of Infinite Wisdom. And I am back with part two of Grandparenting, which we're going to call Grandparenting 201 with Susie Walton. And I think before we start back into the conversation that takes over where we left off on the last episode, I want to share something with you that I think is so wonderful about being a grandparent. Often we hear that grandparents love it so much because they get to have the kids for a little while and send them on their way. And I never found that to be the reason why I love grandparenting so much. The reason why I love grandparenting so much is because it is just amazing, heart-opening, and awe-inspiring to watch my children love their children. To just witness that is what makes grandparenting so wonderful. And that we get to love our kids and our in-laws, daughter or son-in-laws, as well, or our in-laws, and we get to watch them love these beautiful new beings, which are, again, can feel like, oh, I get to be with babies again. And I know a lot more than I did when I first started. So hang in there for this conversation, pick up where we left off, and remember that grandparenting is a privilege and an honor.
You don't get to say you were a horrible parent and I'm doing it differently. Just you didn't like how you were raised. You like, I hear you. And I am wanting to take this path. So what I would love for you is, like you said, have faith in me. It's going to be messy. And maybe, who knows, in 20 years, I'll like, oh my God, you were so right. But right now, just support me and be there for me and take my kids when I need 10 minutes or a day off. That's what I need from you as a grandparent. Grandparent to me is just such an honor. It's such an honor. It's not about being able to do what you want with grandkids. It's an honor. So you get to be their greatest teacher, especially the young years. And if you lay down the foundation with them now, you know, like with my older grandkid girls, the two oldest are granddaughters, and I have such a solid relationship with them. And that's what you want when your grandkids turn into teenagers, that they can turn to you and share stuff about their parents or their friends or whatever. They know you're not going to judge them. You're just there to listen. So laying down that foundation is just such an honor. One of the most...
Yeah, I can see the importance of what you're saying. And really what I hear you saying is establish a relationship with the kids while honoring their parents and their wants. I think the other thing about once you become a grandparent and you start doing that, what do you do about those times when you either wish your kids were doing it different or you actually think the way they're doing it is wrong? How do you address that?
People say, my kids and their wives, like, oh, you're so lucky to have Susie in your life, parenting, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, my job isn't to do tutoring 101 with my sons and my daughter-in-laws. They're on their own journey. And so at times when I see them doing things that maybe I don't agree with, I'm like, you know, this is their journey. They know they have me as a resource. And there are times my daughter-in-laws will, and my sons will ask me, what do you think about this situation? What should I do in that situation? Because there was times when in the beginning days of being a grandparent that I would share some information with them about how to parent differently. I thought they were asking me, but they actually were only wanting me to listen to them and not give them ideas.
It's a good point. Ask that question. Do they want ideas or do they need a sounding board?
Yeah. So I learned that if they really wanted a question and answer, they would ask me, what would you do? But if they just start saying, oh my God, the kids are doing this and doing that, it means they're just looking for a sounding board. I can do this to my boys. I'll say, you know, boys, people pay me a lot of money to give them ideas on parenting and you get me for free. So just know, if you ever have a question about something, free advice from your mother. So, and they're like, great, mom, we'll let you know. And there are sometimes they do ask, but yeah. I just answered the question you asked me.
Yeah, you did definitely answer it. And I think what you highlighted that I want to make sure that I say is that this concept of being a sounding board, if your in-law, your daughters or son-in-laws or your daughters or sons come to you as a grandparent, they are coming to you for you to be a sounding board because they know you know. They know by that point, they know you've had these hard times too.
Mm-hmm.
So they want you to listen first, not advise, unless they ask, like you said. Right. I think that's such an important point. And, you know, I have sons, all sons too. And I have said, you feel free to come to me anytime for about anything. I've had one son ask me, did I ruin him? You know, I'm like, no, I made that mistake too.
You didn't ruin them. That's what therapists are for, to fix them again.
That's what we do.
Because you get to learn about mistakes. Another thing I was going to actually say, I think on our subject before, is the fact that when your grandkids are trying to push you, like, please let us have one more cookie. Please take us to somewhere for you to say to them, listen, I hear this, what you want. I totally hear. And I also know your parents are an absolute no on this one. And so me, as the grandparent, it's important that I honor what your parents want, because I feel like it's so important for those kids to hear that in relationships, the importance of respecting each other and honoring those limits. So that you can say that to the kids. I hear you want to do that. And I'm not willing to do it because this is one of those things where your parents are absolutely, no, this isn't, it's not okay to do that or go there or stay up too late or whatever it is. And they might complain like, come on. No, they let us do this last night. The thing is, well, until they tell me different, this is it. So they can be mad, but at least they're hearing from you that the importance of honoring each other's limits.
Yes, it's so great, because I think that, you know, you've said this, I've said this, and it's said a lot that it takes a village to raise a child. And while we really want that to be true, what we want is a village or a community that honors what's important to us too. Mm-hmm. Yes, it may take a village, but I'm not going to send someone, even if they're in my village, I'm not going to send my kids to a grandparent that won't honor what's important to me.
Yeah, it's really hard to, or else that's where in those moments that you like, those grandparents are like, oh my God, they're crazy. Let the kids do anything. That's when you have to like, I know I can't change the grandparents, but I can at least give them two things that are so important to us, right? And hopefully they can stick to those, and I'll let the rest go. If they're going to be up till midnight watching TV, it's better than eating sugar, whatever your priorities are. Like, you can try to limit it down. And then also sometimes when you say no to the grandkids and they're like crying and like, I just wanted my mommy or I just want my daddy. And I always say, me too. I want your mom or dad too right now. I don't say no. I want them too.
That's really good.
And I usually simmers them down. I go, 100%, I want them here. I don't say this. It was their limit, not mine. I'm just holding it down. But yeah, I would like them here too right now.
That's amazing. Well, Susie, thank you so much for your sage advice and your sage wisdom. Because
thank you.
I have watched you parent and learned from you and parented better because of it. And I have observed you grandparent and have become a better grandparent because of it.
Thank you.
So everybody who listens is blessed in that way. So if you want to give advice, first listen to Susie's and then give the advice she would, which is usually none. So
accessing your inner wisdom is ongoing and ever-changing. You may even now be thinking, how can I access even more of my infinite wisdom? Or this is so intriguing, I want to know more. We have lots of ways to do that. So go to www.yourinfinitelifeonline.com and take a look at all of our online and in-person offerings. You can also sign up to receive a weekly Your Infinite Solutions to inspire you in your inbox. Thank you so much for joining us. And if you benefited from this podcast, please subscribe, like, and/or comment. Find out more again about our coaching and our offerings at www.yourinfinitelifeonline.com. Have a magnificent time accessing your inner wisdom.